The show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. And on today's show, we'll continue our preview of the third annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which opens tonight, actually, with kind of a preview program at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts during their... I forget what they call the thing on Thursdays at 5 o'clock, where there's some drink available, but also the group Dennis Creole, Dennis Stromat and L'Esprit Creole will be performing from about 5 to 7 to kick off the festival. But it officially starts about 5 o'clock on Friday. All happens in downtown Urbana and continues through the wee hours of Sunday morning. Friday until about from 5 till midnight or so, and then Saturday from 10 in the morning till 1 in the morning Sunday. Lots of different events, and you can check the full schedule at folkandroots.org. But on today's show, we have coming up in the second half, singer-songwriter based in Bloomington, Illinois, Dan Hubbard, who will be at the festival on Saturday as part of a singer-songwriter showcase. First up, a trio of bluegrassy, old-timey type players called Black Coffee Fridays. They'll be playing Saturday morning at Strawberry Fields in Urbana. Both of those events happen to be free. It's live and local on FM 90.9. Every time I feel the spirit, it actually comes, well, originally, of course, as an African-American spiritual, but this arrangement is from a cycle of spirituals for mezzo-soprano choir and orchestra arranged by John Rutter, which he calls Feel the Spirit, and that's one of the pieces you can hear Saturday night at Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign in the performance by The Chorale, a Champaign-Urbana-based choir, their annual Celebration of Life concert, which they're calling Our Spiritual Connection. In this performance, you just heard mezzo-soprano Melanie Marshall with Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter and the BBC Concert Orchestra. And on Saturday, the soloist will be Elizabeth Buckley, along with the chorale, of course, and an ensemble assembled by their director, Julie Byler. Also on that program, she likes to feature young artists who have been in their young artists competition over the past years, and this year it's flutist Eric Koble being joined by the chorale's accompanist, Michael Hammer. So that's the chorale concert Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, and trying to mention some of the other events besides the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which has been our primary focus this week. And that, in fact, is the focus for today's show, with live performers both this half hour and next. Coming up, it's singer-songwriter Dan Hubbard of Dan Hubbard and the Humidors. He'll be at the festival on, Friday night, I think. I'll correct that if I'm wrong. First up, though, we have a pretty new trio called Black Coffee Fridays. They are Charlie Harris, Dan Andre, and Cody Jensen. And I know Cody for a long time now as a percussionist, so he's metamorphosing virtually in front of my eyes here as he shows up with different groups on this show. He's playing banjo and mandolin in Black Coffee Fridays. Dan Andre I met not long ago, initially through a band called the Corn Desert Ramblers, and then Dan was on recently in an offshoot of the Corn Desert Ramblers called the Hot Iron String Band, and I think you guys had a gig just a couple nights ago, weekly gig at...
We do every Tuesday at the Clark Bar.
Yep. And then new to me is Charlie Harris. I might have seen Charlie with Corn Desert Ramblers. I guess, Charlie, you're with them sometimes, but also gigging with both these guys and other kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And together, they're Black Coffee Fridays. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Ken.
Why the name? This is a favorite question of mine.
Sure.
People keep coming up with cool names. So why Black Coffee Fridays?
Well,
you want to sing the first lyric?
Does the first song answer that?
Well, no, I don't think we'll be playing the song.
Oh,
but
okay.
The name comes from first lyric of a John Hartford song, Heard Incorrectly. We were trying to think of a name having to do with black coffee somewhere. And Cody said, well, why don't you use that one John Hartford line, he likes black coffee Fridays. So he said, okay, we'll use that. But the line's actually black coffee and fried eggs.
Yeah.
But we just went with Fridays. We stuck with it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Making some mileage out of it. There's so many songs. There was a book I found once in a bookstore, and I wish I'd bought it, that was nothing but lines of songs you can't understand.
Yeah.
And it gave the actual line.
Well, I know my mom's listening, and she used to always think that one song went, I can't read in bed, I can't read in bed. It's really what... Why can't we be friends?
Yeah. That one I knew. Well, let's let you guys play us a tune, and then we'll have a little chat.
Sure. This is an original tune. It's called The Track.
The Track.
Saw you, the fire in your eyes made my blood run cold. And as you ran past, those police lights began to flash. When they got to me, the story I was told, they said, son, it's your ma and pa. You see, this man has been running from the law, going around from town to town, just trying to find a place to lay his weary head down. They said you came up to my front porch, started to push open that old screen door. When my pa said no and would not budge, you shot them both down in cold blood.
Gonna track you down
till the day I bury you, or the day you bury me.
Gonna track you down
until the night I put you out of your misery.
Gonna track you down
till sweat meets blood in this lonesome road.
Gonna track you down
till your body lies lifeless and cold. I've spent so many years a-searching, watched the prime of my life pass right before my eyes. Though the road ahead seems endless, I'm gonna track you till the day I die. Even now, revenge feels bittersweet, but I've still gotta keep my head over my feet. Though I know putting you 6 feet deep, I'll never bring my ma and pa back to me. The hunger in my belly and the fever in my soul keep me chattering down this worrisome road. For I know just around one of these bends, the sun is gonna rise again.
Gonna track you down
till the day I bury you, or the day you bury me.
Gonna track you down
until the night I put you out of your misery.
Gonna track you down
until sweat meets blood in this lonesome road.
Gonna track you down
till your body lies lifeless and cold. Made my blood run cold. Now my finger was itching, the trigger I just could not pull. As you stared down the barrel of my gun, I saw that the road ahead was not nearly done.
All these years of searching made my old bones tired, but there was still more that I desired. If you're wondering why I let you leave that night, because I need a reason just to stay alive. My path in life is now set in stone, but chasing you is all I've ever known.
We'll track you down
till the day I bury you. Well, the day you bury me,
gonna track you down.
Until the night you put me out of my misery,
gonna track you down.
Until sweat meets blood on this lonesome road,
gonna track you down.
Till my body lies lifeless and cold, gonna track you down.
That wouldn't have been a bad song for Halloween.
That's right.
That's a real it's a real uplifting one there.
Oh, yeah.
It's the trio called Black Coffee Fridays, Dan Andrey on the vocal and the fiddle, Charlie Harris on guitar, and Cody Jensen on the banjo. They're going to be at the Folk and Roots Festival in downtown Urbana Saturday morning from 10:45 to 11:30. Kind of a short gig. There's lots of short gigs, actually. You can hear many, many different kinds of groups. And I'm told that almost everything is free during the day on Saturday. So you can almost literally wander around downtown Urbana and pop your head into some store or another. And chances are somebody's going to be doing something folky or rootsy. It might be music. It might be storytelling, particularly over at the Urbana Free Library. It might be a demonstration of some kind of instrument. I think somebody's going to be doing a banjo workshop, for example, sort of start from scratch banjo. I'm thinking about showing up for that myself. I keep telling people, you know, if I was going to play an instrument right now, new one, it would be either the cello or the banjo. And one guy said, you're never going to pick up the banjo. You're just talking. And now here's Cody, comes in, having picked up the banjo, what, how long ago?
I bought a banjo on Craigslist in February, but I didn't play it much until probably 2 or 3 months ago. So,
and did you sit down and take lessons with somebody, or you just noodled around and listened? And
Noodled around. I had the person that sold me the banjo gave me a Mel Bay How to Teach Yourself Banjo book, and I just started reading through it and
good book.
Playing. Yeah, it's a great place to start for a beginning banjo player.
I'll talk to you later about how much you paid for the banjo and all that kind of thing. I'm actually looking. You have kind of an amusing description, at least, that's here. And I think this is on your Facebook page, too.
That's got to be Charlie's doing.
Oh, has Charlie wrote this? Well, let's see.
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to read it, so you can tell me. It says, Black Coffee Fridays is an acoustic music trio organically grown, nice touch, out of companionship, love for music, resilient porch chilling.
It's true.
And the inner flame of good times burning to express themselves and the desire to carry on a tradition. And then here, this leads to my question. That tradition is undefined. I actually have two questions. What is resilient porch chilling? I get the porch chilling, but...
At all costs.
Rain or shine.
Rain or
cold.
Oh, you're going to chill regardless of what's going on. Okay. But now this undefined tradition... You want to talk about that a little bit? Because I think that has to do, I assume that has to do with what music you all decided.
So I'll come straight. I wrote it, guys. I was just writing and it came to me that we're carrying on a tradition. And then I read back a sentence and I was like, well, I feel like we're carrying on a tradition, but I don't necessarily know what it is. I mean, it is a tradition of American music, sitting around with friends playing it.
Sure. Well, we have to come from somewhere. Tradition is ever changing, just as a concept. So I'd like to think we're coming from somewhere and we're going somewhere with it. But yeah, I guess that could be undefined.
Where from and where to?
Yeah.
Well, I think on your Facebook it says bluegrass, it says old time, and then it goes on to say a little bit of rock, a little bit of I don't know. I mean, there's like 7 or 8 different genres there.
I think you even put mountains in there.
Yeah.
Was one of our influences.
Cheesecake?
Cheesecake, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, that would be something entirely. Do you have a cheesecake tune for us?
We don't, but we have something a little less light, a little heavier for you.
Is that our next?
We could do that one. It's about...
That last one was pretty heavy.
Well,
yeah.
it's not getting any lighter from here.
So we'll have to let Dan Hubbard lighten things up in the second half.
Wonder what
he's brought along.
Well, our last song's about... Nickels and bronze or something?
Yes.
That's a little later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, take your pick and launch into it.
Yep, this is not our tune, but it's an old one called Banks of the Ohio.
Banks of the Ohio. It's Black Coffee Fridays, live on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
I took her by her pearly white hand, walked her down that bank of sand. I pushed her in where she would drown, watched her as she floated down. Darling, say that you'll be mine. In our home we'll happy be, down beside where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio. Say that you'll be mine
say that you'll be mine. In our home we'll happy be, down beside where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio.
I gotta love it when instrumental groups break into that unaccompanied harmony. That's always fun. There must be a whole genre of songs about guys pushing their woman into the water.
They're called murder ballads. It's an actual subset of, I guess, a lot of bluegrass.
Even a subset beyond murder ballads, because there's then that kind. I mean, I can think of numbers.
Just pushing women into the water.
That's
actually, I'm thinking of one where she pushes the guy in, lets him run into the water. Another uplifting one there. But it's a nice tune. Yeah. Black Coffee Fridays here on Live and Local. And coming up, we have Dan Hubbard coming over from Bloomington, and he'll be here in a few minutes, so we better let you launch in your last one.
Sure, yeah. This, we'll probably only get a little bit of it in, but this is a song that Charlie and I used to play with a friend of ours, Colin Taylor, in a band called My Dear Ellen Andrews in Town, and Colin Taylor wrote this song. It's the closest he ever got to writing a bluegrass tune. It's called Cavern Towns.
Used to work in a soil mill. My mother's crooked eye could barely see. In the corner of her life there was a child walking by who traveled down the Mississippi. She said, his life go home? Did the night go home? And he lift me up, get back down, sit by cliffs and walk along the cavern towns. Life was painted with silver and dimes, sending me to leave that old cove behind. Hard to know how to get around modern times and highway cars. Painted with silver and dimes, sending me to leave that old cove behind. Said nobody is alone, and those credit cards will pay for that funeral parade after the lids over her eyes have gone. She said, did his life go home? Did the night go home? And he lift me up, get back down, sit by the cliffs and walk along the cavern towns. Life was painted with silver and dimes, Sun Valley, that old cove behind. Hard to know how to get around modern times and highway cars. Life was painted with silver and dimes, Sun Valley, that old cove behind. Go, I'd go.
Black Coffee Fridays is the name of the group. Charlie Harris, Dan Andre, and Cody Jensen. They'll be at the Urbana-Champaign Folk and Roots Festival. Actually, it's called Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, playing in downtown Urbana. Saturday morning, 10:45, a free show at Strawberry Fields. For the complete schedule, go to folkandroots.org. Coming up next, more live music, previewing the festival from Bloomington-based singer-songwriter Dan Hubbard, who'll be playing at the festival also on Saturday. We have support for our show today from the Prairie Ensemble, who opened their season on Sunday, November 6th at 7 o'clock p.m. at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign. The program, called East Meets West, features Tan Dun's Concerto for Pipa and Strings with music by Haydn, Respighi, and Prokofiev. Details are available at 355-9077 or prairieensemble.org. And as we transition to Dan Hubbard in our studio, I thought I'd play you one of the tunes that's going to be on that Prairie Ensemble concert. And full disclosure, I am the conductor of that group. Just wanted to give you a little preview from the other music that's going to be on the program besides the Tan Dun piece, which is really fascinating. A pipa, by the way, is kind of a Chinese guitar-like instrument. It's played upright, plucked instrument. If you know what a lute is, it looks a lot and sounds a bit like that. But there's also the Symphony No. 104 of Haydn and Respighi's wonderful piece called his Botticelli Triptych, based on his inspiration was three different paintings by Sandro Botticelli. But the Prokofiev piece is for just six players. Everything else is for orchestra. Six players. He called it his Overture on Hebrew Themes. And we'll hear the Moscow Virtuosi with pianist Yevgeny Kissin here while we set up for Dan Hubbard. It's live and local on FM 90.9. That was a little bit of the Overture on Hebrew Themes. Kind of a funny title for a piece with just six players, clarinet, piano, and three stringed instruments. We heard members of the Moscow Virtuosi along with pianist Yevgeny Kissin performing there. And the complete work will be played by members of the Prairie Ensemble Sunday night at 7 o'clock at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign, 5th and John Streets, in a program called East Meets West, featuring some exotic and quite wonderful music by the composer Tan Dun, who is also wrote the music. You might have seen the film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and that won an Academy Award, both the film and the music, as I recall, and he's the composer of that. And you get a little bit of idea what this piece might sound like, sort of. We also have support for our show today from the Illinois Chamber Orchestra in their innovative and inspirational concert featuring Stravinsky's Apollo and Tchaikovsky's Serenade with guest conductor Kenneth Raskin on Friday, November 4th at St. Agnes Church in Springfield and Saturday, November 5th at Second Presbyterian in Bloomington. Information is available at ilsymphony.org. Tonight at 5 o'clock at the Krannert Center, the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival has sort of a kickoff program featuring Dennis Stromat and L'Esprit Creole, French Creole fiddle music. That'll be from 5 to 7 in the lobby on the Krannert Uncorked program. But the festival officially starts about 5 o'clock on Friday in downtown Urbana. Lots of venues hosting lots of different kinds of performers from 5 till about midnight or 1 a.m. on Friday, and then picking up again about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Among the performers will be several singer-songwriters, including some on a singer-songwriter showcase Saturday afternoon at 3 until 5 o'clock at Das Café on Main Street, downtown Urbana. They include Niall Hauver, Angie Heaton, Morgan Orion, and my guest for this portion of Live and Local, Dan Hubbard, who comes from Bloomington, Illinois. Dan Hubbard and the Humidors is kind of a, what do you call, I mean, it's sort of a folk pop rock genre.
Yeah, I call it rock and roll, and my influences are kind of classic singer-songwriters like Tom Petty, Neil Young, and Jackson Browne. So I like to call it rock and roll because, we really take after Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And that's what I would classify that as. So.
But for your show on Saturday, it's just going to be you, your guitar, and your harmonica.
That's right. When I do solo stuff, I like to tell stories about the songs, and it's a little more laid back, so I enjoy the change.
So when you're with the Humidors, is it pretty much same songs, just fleshed out with rhythm section and so on?
Right, yeah. We have four-piece bass, drums, and lead guitarist. And, when it's the Humidors, we put together a show. We rehearse it over and over again before we get out there. And, this type of thing isn't rehearsed at all, the singer-songwriter stuff, so...
You're saying you never practice, Dan? Come on.
Well,
I bet you do.
No, not really. I guess I practice for a couple minutes out in the lobby. So,
oh, well, then yeah. We should be set for you then.
I think so.
Well, what do you want to start?
I'm going to do a song. This is a tune I wrote about my brother. When I was in sixth grade, he was in college, and he would send me back tapes of these songs he was writing. I didn't even know he could do that. And it's kind of what got me into songwriting. Because I thought he was amazing, and he didn't think he could do it for a living, when we got older, and I really thought he could, but it's kind of why I do it, I guess, and I guess he has a little trouble believing in his talent sometimes, so I wrote this tune, it's called I Still Believe. So hard to believe all the things you've done, all the fights you've been in, all the fights you've won, and that's all right with me. So hard to believe that you fell in love. Do you think she's the one that you've always dreamed of? Well, that's all right. You act like you got nothing, but I know that you're bluffing, and I won't pretend that I don't see, 'cause I still believe. So hard to believe times you lied about nothing at all with your eyes open wide, and that's all right with me. So hard to believe all the things you say. No, don't hold back, man, I forgot to smile today. Yeah, that's all right. Got nothing, but I know that you're bluffing, and I won't pretend that I don't see, 'cause I still believe. So hard to believe all the things you hear. You got someone to love, you've got something to fear, and that's all right with me. So hard to believe all the things you see. Well, you know that I'm with you, and I know you believe in me, and that's all right with me. So don't ask. Got nothing,
'cause I know you've got something, and I won't pretend that I don't see, 'cause I still believe.
Actually trying to imagine that song with the band behind you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'd be a completely transformed song. You don't
do
that one?
Yeah. So
you do reserve some for
your
own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's Dan Hubbard here of Dan Hubbard and the Humidors. He's going to be on the Singer-Songwriter Showcase Saturday afternoon at Dust Cafe in downtown Urbana, part of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, along with Niall Hauver, Angie Heaton, and Morgan Ryan in that particular showcase. It's a free program. Lots of things on Saturday are free, and everything is free, quote-unquote, if you buy yourself a festival wristband on Friday. That'll get you into everything that is free and isn't. There are some, or you can just buy a ticket for individual events, and you can go to the website folkandroots.org for more information on that. Dan, you said you wrote that for your brother. Have you sung it to him?
Yeah, well, we used to play. We used to be in a band together. He was a drummer in the first band I was ever in, and so we would play that song.
What does he have to say about that?
Well, we didn't really ever talk about the subject matter. I don't think I ever told him that, actually, that that's what it was about. But
oh, really? You don't think he knows that that song's for him in a way?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
He's not listening right now,
but
is he?
I don't think so.
Well, so what you want to do is you want to point him to our webpage and get him to listen to the show, which we'll archive this afternoon.
That's
and
a good idea. Yeah.
Then he'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is something to tell our listeners too. If you miss part of a show or all of a show or want to hear a show again, we generally put them up on the webpage. And if they're live, we get to play use the whole song. And if it was commercial recording, sometimes we have to truncate those, but you always get the full conversation. It's will.illinois.edu, and look for the live and local page. It's right on the homepage, and takes you to all of our past show links. You said you when you were in sixth grade, he was doing his thing, or kind of not doing that much of his thing. When did you write the song? You didn't write it in sixth grade.
I wrote it.
I was gonna say,
years
that's
later,
pretty,
when
we were actually
living together. We lived together for a couple of years when I was 21, and so I wrote it, you know, in the house we were living at together. So
most of your songs inspired by real life?
Absolutely, yeah.
Some people hesitate to say that, but
well, I mean,
you had no hesitation there.
You never have a shortage of material that way, you know. I mean, it's always something new coming at you,
good or bad.
Yeah. That's right.
Why don't you introduce whatever your next one is, and then we'll go from there.
Well, you know, I've always kind of wanted to have a song for rainy days, and it's definitely raining out there, so I'm going to play this tune. This is called Heaven in My Backyard. It's inspired by, in Bloomington, we kind of live outside of town a little bit, and, you know, there's nights we'd sit out and watch the sunset, and clouds are crazy. Just got me thinking about what my heaven looks like, and it's also a lot to do with my brother. I imagine there's a line in here about watching a golf ball fly through the air. Crazy clouds, we're just staring at a perfect drive.
He's a golfer, or you're the golfer?
We're both golfers. That's our thing to do together these days. So this is called Heaven in My Backyard. Okay. I'm laughing inside because my drummer's name is Kevin, and he thought I was saying Kevin in my backyard. Like, that'd be pretty creepy, but your name's Kevin too, so maybe I'll throw it in there.
Take your pick.
Okay. Well, I had a dream you were right next to me. Grass greener than green, skies painted purple and pink. And we watched that ball fly straight and true. You looked at me and I looked at you. And you said that was awesome. I said this is so cool. Man, you don't know how much I miss you. And you said, don't worry, this isn't that far. And right now you've got heaven in your backyard. The sunset is burning out in the distance. It colors the clouds that hang so close over the fields. And everything's still, and my heart is filled. 'Cause I hear your laughter and I see you smile, and I feel your embrace under these blue miles. And I whisper thank you for the sun, moon, and stars. This glimpse of heaven in my backyard. And sometimes it rains, sometimes it pours, sometimes it feels like you can't take any. Sometimes it's just hard. Sometimes it seems so far. Sometimes I see heaven in my backyard. Following close behind, 'cause this picture won't last the ravages of time. And there's something about fall. Sometimes it rains, and sometimes it pours, and sometimes it feels like you can't take anymore. And sometimes it's just hard. Sometimes it seems so far. And sometimes I see heaven in my backyard. I think I just saw Kevin in my backyard.
Nice touch. Dan Hubbard. Live on Live and Local. You know, you got a lot of affection in these songs, at least the two you've chosen to sing so far.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much.
I mean, it's really, how much of that? You said that there was your brother figured in that song, but was some of that aimed at him or somebody else he had?
Well,
more than a few people.
It's my family, my wife and two kids. So, you know, heaven in my backyard is really about them, all of us being in the backyard. But it's also, I think about heaven. I had a brother who passed away when I was 9 years old and he was 12. He died of brain cancer. So it's also kind of thinking about him, you know, when I get there. So
yeah, you've got a full mind.
Thank you.
I mean, lots of things, well, as you say, things happen in life.
That's right. It's,
I guess if you're a singer-songwriter, it's hard not to sing about it.
That's right.
I have no trouble not singing about stuff that happens to me, but then
no.
I don't write songs. I don't know what they would be like.
Yeah.
Dan Hubbard's going to be on the Singer-Songwriter Showcase at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival Saturday from 3 to 5, along with three other singer-songwriters. Wanted to mention some of the other events going on in our listening area that we're not able to cover on the show this week other than through the calendar. And I know I won't be able to do a calendar tomorrow because it is a full show, which I'll tell you about in a little bit. So let's see what we can at least sort of cherry pick here off the calendar. There's a recital tonight at 7 o'clock at Illinois State University at Kemp Recital Hall by countertenor Daniel Schutz and pianist Paul Borg. That will be in Normal, Illinois. The Station Theater is presenting a new play, brand new play written for them by one of their members. It's called Way Off Broadway. It's comedy, and that is tonight at 8 o'clock. It runs through Sunday and then for a little while yet. Dead Man's Cell Phone is still running, it looks like, at Parkland College Theater, 7:30 tonight through Saturday with a Sunday matinee performance at 3 o'clock. It's the Academy Percussion Ensemble from Korea, along with Galaxy Percussion USA. They are going to be at Dvorak Concert Hall on the Eastern Illinois University campus in Charleston tonight at 7:30. The Hindi-American a cappella group at the University of Illinois called Chi-Town are giving a show at the Canopy Club in Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock. They've been on our show a number of times, and they're really quite good. Also, this is a cappella weekend, and unfortunately, I didn't know about these shows ahead of time, or we might have talked about them a little bit. It's X-Fest with the Extension Cords, also from the U of I, and Chi-Town, and Voices in Your Head, and Beyond All Reason. They're going to be at Fullinger Auditorium on the U of I Quad tomorrow night at 7:30. And though I don't have this here, I believe tomorrow night or Saturday, check the Virginia Theater website in Champaign. There's a women's a cappella show also going on. It's a cappella weekend, looks like. This is interesting. The Etherphonics Theremin Ensemble is going to be at Indigo Art Gallery in downtown Champaign on Friday at 7:30. If you don't know what a theremin is, look it up. It's an interesting kind of crazy instrument. You know what a theremin is?
No. I mean, I'm sure if I
saw it, it's a spooky-sounding instrument that goes woo.
Okay.
It makes all kinds of...
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah, here at Halloween. Yeah. Hee Haw Rides Again is going to be at Actors Rural Theater Company at the Big Red Bar in Tuscola. That is Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And that's about what I've got time to mention. I will say that on tomorrow's show, we'll be covering the Eric Dahlheim Memorial Concert, the late pianist from the University of Illinois, faculty member, and friends and colleagues of his are going to pull together a program, and we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. Also, the Naumburg Piano Competition winner of last year, So-Yeon Lee, is going to be at the Krannert Center at the Sunday Salon program Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll get a little bit of a conversation with her. And then from the Folk and Roots Festival, singer-songwriter specializing in music of the Great Lakes region, Lee Murdoch will be on the show. And also the old-timey duo called Red Tail Ring out of Michigan. We'll be talking with them on tomorrow's show as well. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. We have support for our program from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And Dan, thank you for coming over. What would you like to take us out with?
I'll do this. Playing some new songs. This is called Living in the Heartland, kind of inspired by a review on our last record we got from the San Diego Entertainer. It said that we put a lot of passion into our hoedowns, and it got me thinking about, you know, what people on the East and West Coast think about us Midwesterners, and especially if they've never been here before. And I got done playing a show in Bloomington one day, and this guy was like, "You're really good." He's like, "What are you doing here?" You know, so got me thinking about that, and kind of some of the looks I get being a singer-songwriter in Bloomington Normal as well.
Fence man, what the hell are you doing here? That's the right, I think about it all the time. I'm just staring at the cornfields, going to a hoedown, playing my songs, and sometimes I still dream, living in the heartland, playing in a rock and roll band. Another family man, living in the heartland. Well, I've been to Hollywood, I've been to New York City, I've been to Nashville and Vegas too. I keep hearing about Austin. Well, I spent some time in Boston, but I've never met anyone quite like you. In the heartland, playing in a rock and roll band, just another family man, living in the heartland. And you should see the way they look at. This is where my blood flows, and this is where my love grows, and if it's all right with you, this is where I'm gonna lay my head down, living in the heartland, playing in a rock and roll band, just another family man, living in the heartland.